on November the 12th at around 9:16 in the morning. Where were you standing at that time?
I was on the south side of the bridge, which is the Queen side, the Rockaway side, walking down towards the abutment, which is means heading south on, in, as far as the bridge is concerned. And it was just a nice clear day, you know, really beautiful blue skies and everything. So I was just looking out over the water. I didn't hear nothing. I didn't hear any explosions or anything like that. I just happened to look out, and I caught the plane, and I just happened to see the plane. And like I say, it was spinning. It's called they call it a flat spin.
That's right.
But I have a friend who's a pilot. I've actually discussed it with him, and he says, yeah, it's called a flat spin. So the thing was in a flat spin when I saw it. Like I said, I hadn't heard anything or anything. I just happened to be looking out that way. So I looked at that for a few seconds, and there were some other guys, mine workers, working maybe 35, 40 feet away from me. I turned to yell to them, you know, but I barely got anything out, and they were working anyway. They probably wouldn't have heard me. So then I looked back at it. I don't really know how much time elapsed through this whole thing. You're talking no matter of seconds here, probably 5 seconds tops from the time I saw it to the time I turned away and turned back. And when I turned back to look again, it was going into its nosedive at that point. I saw something come off, drop down. I think it went into the water. I'm not entirely sure. I thought it was an engine. I don't recall at this point whether that was when it went into the dive or when I first saw it doing the spin. I believe it was after I turned away and turned back that I saw the thing fall off. Mm-hmm. I didn't really follow it down, but it looked like it was over the water to me. And then it went into the nosedive, spinning in the nosedive, and I had the impression that at that point that one of the wings was gone. But I didn't make a point of noticing that, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I couldn't really, if you wanted to nail me down, was the wing on or off at that point, I really couldn't say. It's just an impression that I had that there was one wing missing during the spin. That's the nosedive when it was heading straight down at that point, because it was spinning as it went down. And that's about it. The whole thing's a matter of seconds here, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, also, I saw a little fire and black smoke under the wing as well. I guess, right, pretty much my impression was the joint between the fuselage and the wing.
At what point did you notice that?
That I saw early on. That I saw when it was in the spin.
So when it was in the spin, it had fire and black smoke?
The flat spin, actually, the first, you know, when I first saw it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's when I noticed that.
Do you remember which side, or was it too hard to tell which side?
I couldn't really tell you. I believe it would have been the right side of the plane, but I'm not entirely sure. Because, like I said, the thing was spinning at the time. Well, actually, it must have been, because that's the only side I would have... Let me think about it. Spinning this way. No, I guess I could have seen it on the other side, but I got the feeling it was the right side. In other words, like the plane was heading towards me,
mm-hmm.
and it would have been... The plane's coming from Kennedy to me is heading pretty well south. It's almost on a straight line as it comes up, and then they usually turn east or whatever the hell they're going to go. So as it's heading me, it's coming towards south. So as I look at the plane coming, I'm looking... Let me think about this now. No, actually, it's kind of headed southwest, and I'm kind of looking northeast as I look at it as it comes out of Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say the right, I mean the right of the plane, not my right, which is actually east. It's the right side of the plane, not my right as I look at the plane coming at me, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, no problem. Now, when you say that fire and black smoke was coming from where the wing meets the fuselage, Now, how certain are you of that as opposed to maybe just seeing some fire and smoke coming from the engine?
I couldn't say for sure because, as I say, the plane is moving in odd, you know, it's spinning and all. So the vision from where I was looking, it could have been at the wing, but it could have been the angle of the plane or something like that that made me believe it was at the fuselage and the wing. But it could well have been the engine, but I'm not entirely sure.
But there was black smoke.
Yeah, there was a little bit. It wasn't a massive raging fire or anything like that, but there was smoke and black smoke.
And when you saw it spinning, do you remember if it was spinning... You know, if we're looking at this plane from the top, was it spinning clockwise or counterclockwise?
Counterclockwise, if you're looking down on it.
The first thing you noticed when you saw the plane was the flat spin.
Yeah.
Do you know how many seconds you watched it before you turned away to yell to your friends?
Not many. Couldn't have been but 2 seconds tops, I would think. I don't really recall. The whole thing is such a freaking odd thing to see. You don't really, you really don't get your mind around the whole thing, but it wasn't long.
And then when you look back... I mean, how long did you spend trying to get your friend's attention?
Not long. I just looked up, I saw him, and I yelled, hey, or something like that. That's about all I got out, and then I turned back to it. Second, the second and a half, not long.
And so when you turned to look back to it, it was in a nosedive position.
I believe it was tilting into the nosedive. I think it was like coming out of the flat spin and heading into the dive.
How far had it progressed in the sky from, you know, where it was doing the flat spin, and when you picked it up, after you looked back again, how far had it moved in the sky? Had it lost altitude?
No, it was going pretty on a pretty flat plane, actually, until it went into the dive. I don't recall it losing altitude, because it wasn't terribly high in the first place when I saw it, so it didn't really lose that much altitude. When the plane actually did go down, when it hit ground, it didn't occur to me then, but it occurred to me afterwards that it was further inland than I thought when it landed, because when I saw it, it was, to me, it was still over the water. Mm-hmm. Although it's possible that where I saw it, Rockaway Current has, it's got a pretty big bend in it. That's the main road. I don't know if you've ever been out there.
Yes.
What is it called? I don't know, that big road right on the water, it's got a pretty big curve to it, so it's possible like the land kind of came out a little far in the water there, and it was over water, but it was also very close to the land at the same time. But afterwards it occurred to me, it was further inland when it landed, when it crashed, than I thought it was.
As it was hitting down in the nosedive, did you notice anything there? I know you mentioned this one piece that fell off and seemed to fall into the bay. Did that piece float down or flutter down like a wing?
No, it dropped pretty steady.
Okay, so it was a hard device or a heavy device.
I think it was the engine. I'm not entirely... Or, you know, they carry those fuel pods, sometimes those extra things under the wings. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if this plane has those at all. But, yeah, it dropped. It didn't flutter.
Okay. Did you notice anything else fall off at any time, like the wing or anything like
that? No, I didn't. Like I said, I had the impression that there was a wing missing during the spin, but I never did see it come off. I only saw the one thing come off.
So you're not talking about the vertical stabilizer,
no,
right?
I'm talking about the wings, yeah, not the tail.
Did you remember anything about the tail, if it was there or not?
Anything about it.
All right, and when the plane was in its nosedive going in towards the Rockaways, you don't remember seeing any smoke or fire at that point?
No, not really. It was, the impression was, it's like a freaking peaceful thing almost, you know. It's really a strange thing to see. It kind of, no noise, nothing like that, just down. And I actually didn't even hear the explosion. Some guys at work said they heard it, but I didn't. I saw it. I mean, I didn't see it hit ground because, you know, houses, whatever, but I did see the smoke and the fire and all. Mm-hmm. But no, I didn't really notice during the dive. The only thing that occurred to me during the dive was it looked like there was a wing missing to me.
When it was doing the flat spin, what did the plane have forward progress at that moment?
It was spinning while moving, yeah.
Okay.
It was moving, I would say, kind of south, actually.
Now, and to your recollection, is there anybody else on the bridge crew that saw the kind of, you know, the spinning that you saw, or if they saw anything before that?
I don't know if anybody saw that flat spin that I saw. I really don't. I know some other guys saw some things, and they gave their statements and all, but I don't think I heard anybody say the spin, but that doesn't mean, you know, somebody didn't see it.
Right.
There was a lot of guys on the job at the time.
And now the New York City Police Department interviewed you?
Yeah, that day. They set up a shop here in the TBTA offices, and I guess they spoke to everybody on the job, even the people that didn't see anything. They wanted them to, like, say on record that they didn't see it or something, I guess.
Now, have any of the guys received any correspondence from the NTSB?
I don't know. I don't even know how many guys are still here that were there at the time.
Did you receive any NTSB correspondence?
Not to my knowledge, I haven't.
That fire, was it like a fireball or was it like a raging fire? Do you remember what it looked like?
It looked like a fire, like something was on fire, not, you know, like an explosion type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like something was on fire. Like, you know, there wasn't a big fire. You know, I wouldn't, you know, but again, the thing's up in the sky. It's a half mile away. Who knows?
Right.
But it wasn't like a fireball, like something had just been quickly ignited. It was more like something was burning.
And your first recollection, this is what you told me, was that it was where the wing meets the fuselage.
Yeah, that's the impression I got.
Okay.
Underneath the wing, at any rate, you know, it was lower. It wasn't above the wing. Let's put it that way.
Gotcha. Thanks a lot for your time, man.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care now.